sit on down and pour yourself a glass.
And tune into your favorite podcast,
where things will be misquoted
and opinions ain't sugar-coated.
'Cause DJ and Kelly are locked and probably loaded.
Hi, welcome to Locked and Probably Loaded with DJ Kelly.
I was like, why isn't he telling
us
to go?
I'm your host, Mary Pickford. We are now, let me tell you how long we are into doing the weed. So I took 5 milligrams 30 minutes ago, and then 10 minutes ago, I took an extra 2 milligrams. Mm-hmm. So I'm at 7 milligrams. Kelly, you've taken
20 milligrams.
20 milligrams and smoked
and
a little weed.
I smoked a bit of a joint. I feel great.
Okay.
And that conversation really got me going.
I feel great. I feel
that
great.
That actually beautifully leads into then my hack. So I,
oh yeah, tell me your life
I
hack.
I accidentally hacked my confidence. I've gained confidence in the last week, and it is because, okay, so you know how everybody now is like, oh, you want to feel confident, you got to tell yourself you're beautiful. It's kind of like going into, yep, what I was just saying. It's like, tell yourself you're beautiful, tell yourself your dream, you've got your dream body, all of that stuff. Well, as somebody who for most of my life has been extremely self-deprecating and like dark around my body image and stuff like that, that never felt authentic or genuine, right, to me. And so it's something that I would either have to force myself to do, or I just wouldn't do it because it felt uncomfortable. So there is this couple on TikTok that has become very, very well known, Pookie and Jet. And basically they just do outfit of the day videos where he's like, Pookie's looking fire today. And
do they talk, Isaac, like that too? Yeah. They have southern accents.
Do you have the video, Isaac?
You want number one?
Yeah.
Oh, let me put my glasses on.
Is this the right one?
Yeah. And we don't have to watch the whole thing, just you'll get an idea after he gives her a compliment.
Say what?
Go ahead.
It's date night.
Saturday night, going to Hell's, our favorite steakhouse on the planet. And I gotta say, Pookie looks absolutely fire tonight. Babe, I am just seeing your outfit for the first time. What are you wearing?
Okay, so that's enough.
So
they have gone ultra, ultra viral. And so there are, you know, there are accounts doing parodies of them, all of that stuff. But
and it really is just him validating,
yeah,
her,
just complimenting her, and then they go, okay, through their outfits.
Okay.
And so last...
Are they making money on this?
I'm sure at this point, yeah.
How many people have seen that video? Is there a way to know?
Yeah, I mean, they have, oh, that's mean, they have millions of followers, I think, at this point. Isaac will look that up. I'll continue. So the other last week, I saw myself in the mirror and I was like, I looked so grungy, like no makeup. I was just in my sweats and all that stuff. And I go, Pookie's looking absolutely fire today. And it made me laugh. And so it made me laugh really hard because of the juxtaposition of how terrible I actually looked, but me giving that compliment.
Right.
And so I'm also somebody who just doesn't generally look in the mirror either. Like, I'm not checking myself out through the day. But the next time I go to the mirror, I do it again because I'm trying to replicate that good feeling of the laughter from the first time, and I look like shit again. So I'm doing that. And so... And so now, because it's this bit that I enjoy doing with myself, it's easier to become a habit. And so now it's every time I'm in the mirror, I'm like, Pook is looking fire today.
And it works for you.
And because what I thought more about it, it's A, that it's a bit and it's something that's making me laugh as opposed to this forced, you're beautiful thing. B, I'm not only the giver of the, or the receiver of the compliment, I'm the giver of the compliment. So it's like doubly reinforcing this really good feeling that I have in this moment, because I love making people feel good. I just happen to be the recipient. And it worked every single time to make me feel better about myself, even when I looked like I had just crawled out from underneath a fucking bridge and was about to start speaking in riddles.
How long have you done this? How long have you done
this? It's been like a week and a half, and like noticeably my confidence is better. Like, it was to the point where I didn't even like looking in the mirror. And now I'm like, I'll like swing back by the mirror just to say it.
That's
just
awesome.
To like to make myself laugh. So it's my confidence hack. So find a bit that makes you feel good and just do that.
Some therapist is probably going to steal this from you and then write a book about it. Take your idea.
Well, credit me. I don't know.
Credit doesn't pay anything.
How are you feeling, though?
I feel fine. I haven't asked myself if I'm high yet, which is the surefire sign that you are high. You're like, wait, am I high right now? Then you're definitely high. No, I actually feel fine. The thing about it is I do understand this, though. I've never been in a situation where I've taken edibles and then think I had to take more because I wanted to get high fast. Mm-hmm. And I know that's not the path. Like, I know that if I ate that 5 and then another 2 and then ate that back 3, then I... Is that right? That's 10.
Yeah.
I'm fucking on it.
Wow.
Exactly. I can do math. Here's the thing. My big test of when I'm high, I can't open things. Like, if you hand me a pack of gum, it better be a hammer with it. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to get a stick out of it. Like, I really cannot open things. My brain cannot do it. So here's another thing. So this is another high story. When I was doing Hustle and Flow, mm-hmm. there was a scene where we were passing a joint. It was like me, Anthony Anderson, and Taryn Manning and Terrence Howard. We're on the porch, and we're passing a joint. And for some reason, it was real weed. And so I was a novice weed smoker at this point, but we realized that continuity reasons, the weed was always in the wrong place. So I just casually toked on this joint, and I did 5 of them. Mm-hmm. And at the end of it, I was convinced that people were talking about me and I was going to get fired. Like, everybody was talking about firing me. Mm-hmm. So then they took me back. They're like, come on back. Everybody was tired of my bullshit. We went back and I'm pretty high. We went back to the trailer and they ordered me a Domino's pizza. And so I'm sitting there watching a rerun of Mad About You. Remember that Paul Reiser's? So we're watching this. And it was a clip show. Like, you know, when they're too lazy to make it, to write a whole episode. So, like, remember that they're at breakfast? Mm. Like, remember the time when this happened? Yep. So they're showing you all these things that happened in the past based on their current conversations. Remember that time we went shopping and this happened, a whale was there or whatever. And so it freaked me out because when I'm high, my brain is trying to make sense of stuff. So I was trying to watch it in a linear way. Uh-oh. So I would do this. This makes no sense. And they're like, it's a clip show. And they'll be like, oh, right. And then 5 minutes later, I'm like, this is terrible writing.
A lot of times
I'm also afraid about being annoying when I'm in a place.
I get that too, where it's like if you find yourself becoming too talkative or something. But when I'm watching TV while I'm high, I think I'm the most brilliant person on the planet because I feel like I'm able to sense loopholes that I'm like, this is terrible writing.
But isn't that the problem, though, with weed, though, is that you think that you're way more clever than you are?
That's why I'm saying when I'm high, I think I'm so... I never claim to be brilliant sober.
There was an episode of The Facts of Life from years ago that I used to watch The Facts of Life. It was a show from the 80s. I watched it in the 90s at Nick at Night in my bedroom when I was little. And there was an episode where Jo, who's like the tough girl, gets marijuana. She gets the weed, mm-hmm. and she rolls a joint and writes a term paper and thinks it's the most genius thing that she's ever done. And then she gets it back and she has an F on it because it's all like chickens sometimes go into outer space. Like it was nothing. It was such a funny depiction of drug use because it was something that would actually never happen. You're never going to get so high that you write something completely nonsensical and think that it is linear.
Yeah.
Chickens go to
you're
not writing a term paper.
Frankenstein and Dracula were both written in a drug haze. It was what were they on? I can't remember.
Probably
now.
Not marijuana though.
It wasn't marijuana, but it was something where you're even more high than
marijuana. Probably opium. Yeah. That's what people did back then.
I did that once by accident.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I saw people do it in Hong Kong, but I've never done it.
Yeah, I was visiting when Grant went to University of Miami, and his ex-fiance was taking me and my friend Laura around the campus and stuff like that. And she's like, do you guys want to smoke some weed? And we're like, yeah, sure. So we smoke a bowl, and she goes, uh-oh. And I was like, uh-oh is the last thing you want to hear once I've just ingested drugs. Like, she goes, did that taste like flowers? And I go, yes, why? And she goes, uh-oh. I was like, again, let's not. So she's like, I think that was opium.
No.
But it was almost exactly the same high as weed, except for like colors were brighter.
Don't tell
and
the
it
kids
tasted
that.
Like flowers.
Opium's bad. Also, it's not a fashionable drug. I feel like if you're taking opium, you have a bunch of incense burning. I hate that.
Yeah, we were in a car.
All right. Why are you doing drugs in a car? Well,
She was driving. That probably is not on endorsed. Opium, that honestly, now that I think about it. But I was on opium.
That behavior is not endorsed by this program.
It's not. No.
We are, we.
I was 17. That's the last time I did
that's
that.
That's what you did back then.
Yeah.
Okay, so it started hitting me when you started telling that story.
When I said, did that trigger you?
Do not put me in a bad spot. Let's talk about happy things, not scary things.
You want to talk about morbid curiosity?
Yeah, we're going to play a couple of games.
Oh, you know what? I've already forgotten the first two episodes to do a little loaded question segment.
All right, right.
So I'm just going to have you
explain this segment.
I mean, I have a list of loaded questions. I'm going to have you just pick a number between 1 and 111.
And when we have listeners, we're going to ask you to send in your loaded questions.
Yeah. Okay, so pick a number 1 through 111.
Oh, wow. My favorite number is 11.
Ooh, okay. 11.
Why doesn't your mom love you?
Oh, my God, yeah. What's the most interesting lie you've told?
Oh, well, it's not interesting, but it's my default. Anytime I ever make a mistake that I can't get out of, my dad has had a stroke. I can't let my mom have a stroke because she actually had one once.
And you don't want to speak it into the universe.
I just, you know, she's already suffered enough, but my dad has not suffered nearly enough. So, the thing is, so I once went to work. Oh, God, I can't believe I'm telling this. I'll say it and then decide later if I'm going to use it. So I once went to work on a TV show and I was supposed to be the last person up, but a stunt went wrong and I wound up being called as the first person up and I'd just gotten home from being out.
Oh.
So my eyes were red. Like it was like 6 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, because I mean, I was young.
Right.
I was much younger and at the beginning of my career. And that's also, it's what you did back then. We used to people drove drunk all the time.
Yeah.
People just did crazy
before
shit.
Before Uber,
yeah.
It was.
And the thing is, it's all stuff in the past, and it's permissible because if you're doing the same shit at 40 that you're doing
right.
at 20, it's not cute.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I don't know about that yet because I'm 38. But so I went to work without sleep, and I thought I could play it off. And the moment I get there, the lead actress comes up to me and she's like, "Oh my God, you look terrible. What happened?" And I went, "My dad had a stroke. I've been up all night." Like sobbing. It was the only way out. It was the only way forward in that moment because otherwise I would have to do this. Yes, I will crap on my own dreams and not take this job seriously. So he had a stroke and I wrote it for all it's fucking worth.
My God.
And now it just naturally slips out. If I'm at the grocery store and at the self-checkout and things aren't working out, "My dad's had a stroke. Can you help me?" Which is a good go-to.
Oh,
I'm not sure that was what you were looking for, but clearly it was on my heart.
That was 100% what I was looking for. And we lie all the time to strangers. Like,
yeah.
That's really... I mean, that's the majority of my lying is to complete strangers that I'll never see again.
Yeah, just to make the impression that, like, we're fucking... Or
yeah,
like
Colleen and I used to tell guys
sorry,
in
screwing.
Bars that we were twins born 9 months apart because I needed more time to cook.
Yeah.
And
do people believe that?
Yes, because we would confidently say, like, we were on Good Morning America. And, like, if you say... And we would say, "Google it." And we were on Good Morning America, and people believe it because that's enough for them.
I think you've just uncovered the whole problem that we're facing now as
yeah,
society.
Yeah, exactly. And then there was one time, also to do with twins, there was the time that I convinced a guy that I was my own twin because he got on my elevator and, like, immediately, I think he handed me his phone or vice versa, but, like, just didn't even talk to me, just wanted my number, and I figured I just wouldn't respond. He texted and called me incessantly, never responded. And then, like, months later, I ran into him and he's like, "Hey, why didn't you get back to me?" And I just, like, pretended I didn't know who he was. And I had different colored hair at the time and all that stuff. So he's going back and forth. He's like, "On the elevator, we met, blah, blah, blah." And I was like, did she have pink hair? And he's like, "Yeah." And I go, "That was my twin sister." And he goes, "Oh, word." Like,
oh my God, you're evil.
Yeah. So that was great.
See, here's the thing. I do it to get out of things. You do it just to be mean to people.
Not that I wasn't mean. I mean, I didn't want to talk to him.
Which you didn't see.
Forced his number.
What you didn't see is that he went home that night, wrote in his diary, "I will never see her face again."
Good.
I put myself out. Yeah, that's your whole approach to people trying to date you. What are you doing?
Yeah,
you're trying to date me? Get away from me.
I don't want to. My twin would be happy to date you, but not me.
But she's sadly already dating somebody else.
I said she lives in Chicago.
So
we're
and
then he's like,
taken.
"What about you?" And I was like, "Oh, I have a boyfriend. Sorry."
Okay, that was a good one. Are we now?
Yeah,
so are we going to do one loaded question?
Yeah.
So I hope it doesn't turn into a situation where we do one loaded question an episode and I tell one story that will make it harder for me to work in entertainment. Like, by the time we're in our second season, it's over for me.
Those are the types of stories we want, though.
I guess. I mean, I don't care anymore.
We've got these from Morbid Curiosities, if you want to pick one of these.
Yeah. Here's the thing. She pulled out that box and I thought it said Morbid Obesity. And I was like, this is a mean game. Okay, I'll take this one. What do I do now?
Read it.
Okay. There's two questions on here. Oh, they're both related to the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely.
I'm gonna need to put
this
on.
This is gonna feel really straightforward. Yeah,
I'm gonna need to put on some sunglasses in here in a minute. Have you ever had a brush with death? Second part. Did it change anything about how you live your life? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we talked about mine when we were.
Yeah, we talked about Kelly's off camera.
It might be in the episode.
Yeah. Oh, was it in the episode?
Yeah,
we
talked
about Kelly's death.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. It's all gonna
we'll
come.
Keep it in.
We'll use it all. What was the question? Did you ever have? Oh yeah. Did you ever brush it with death? Did it change anything about how you live your life? Here's the thing. That question is loaded because it,
yes.
Did it change anything about how you live your life? You can't separate yourself from
right.
your own experience. So how do you know if something alters you or not?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, if it's something specific that you, because of an issue, you changed that one.
I have a photo
habit.
Of me sitting on the lap of Bozo, the original Bozo the Clown when
I was on the Bozo show.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Well, I met the original one. I sat on his lap.
That's why you're the way you are.
That dude explains everything. So brush with death, that. Did it change how I live my life? Did it change how I live my life? Let me think about that.
Wait a second. I also have childhood trauma, and now some things are coming back.
Yeah. So brush with death, Bozo the Clown, did it change my life? Hold on.
When you sent me that yesterday.
Yes, it changed my life because I have that actually at the ready.
Yeah, nobody sent me that last night and I almost spit my wine out.
No, but seriously, have I ever had a brush with death? Of course we all have. I mean,
really?
Well, most things.
Do you think everybody's had a brush with death?
Or you've almost missed being in a car accident. You didn't get on a flight. I don't know. I mean, that's not everybody.
You weren't on
you weren't,
the 9/11
You almost
plane.
Went on the Titanic. No, but everybody, there's tons of people who have stories like if I would have just, it's like that movie Sliding Doors.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Nope. I've never seen it.
It's
never
a movie
heard
of with it. Gwyneth Paltrow where it's if she went to work at a different time. Or no, if she missed the train, she actually misses the train. But if it's one side of her life if she made the train and one side if she didn't make the train. It was actually a very good movie. It was way before she was telling you eggs made of jade to put up your vagina or whatever she's doing now.
Oh, yeah. Goop.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then.
I try to keep all the things I put inside me to be a surgical stainless steel grade and not get away from it.
All right. Now we've got a let's get deep question.
Okay. It's a deep question. Is it called deep questions? Oh, deeper. Let's go deeper. Let's get deeper. Friends edition. That sounds loaded. Okay. What do you consider red flags? Oh,
ooh.
My God. I already know what the red flags are, but I love them. If I meet somebody and I think that they could possibly wreck my credit, like, I'm like, this seems like a good mate for me.
It's so true.
Dude, I went.
I feel like I have to protect you from yourself.
Yeah, no shit. I went to Liverpool for the first time last year, and I tried to pay the driver, the cab driver from the train station to the hotel in a card, and he did this. Oh, come on, mate. Like, got really, like, kind of shitty with me, and I was like this. Down, 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 pushing my dick down, down, down. I was like, this is like a guy who would have sex with you and wreck your credit. I like that sort of rough and tumble. Wait, what was the question? Hold on. Oh, what do you consider red flags? Okay, that actually
getting
should be...
Getting a boner when somebody's
so
mean to you.
That should be your red flag for me. So I've taught you by demonstrating. Okay, so a red flag... Oh, of course. Like, I really hate when people make plans with me and then flake out. That's a red flag, especially if it happens too early. If you don't have even the wisdom to pretend you're somebody else...
Right.
...for the first... 6 months,
yeah.
Then I got no time for you. You're not even smart.
Yeah.
You're not even good at manipulating. Flaking out's a big deal for me. If you're saying you're going to do something, like I have a habit of agreeing to things when I'm drunk or whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't back out of them. I just suffer through them because my drunk ass agreed to do it. If you don't want to do something, then don't do it. But as far as red flags though, no, people, if you, so I have a 1 month rule about sex. I won't have sex before a month because people are, like I said, people are dying to show themselves to you. And it's, there's not been a single dirtbag that I should have had sex with that I didn't. Like whenever I take that month, they all, like this one lawyer guy took me, like there was something about him I didn't like. There was something like kind of off. And then I get a call from a doorman down the street from me where we do trivia. It was like, homie came in last night and punched the doorman and then walked across to the bar across the street and punched that doorman. I was like, that's
the guy you were dating?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And he was awesome. He was like 5'2". He was a lawyer.
How did he punch two people?
Farsi.
How did he reach there?
Anger. He spoke Farsi, but with a Southern accent, which I thought was adorable because he grew up in Kentucky. But his family was from,
I like how you're really
Persian.
Identifying this guy.
Yeah, exactly.
What's his address?
Name was anyway, so he was nice to me. I just told myself to start dating again after not dating for like 5 years. And I liked him, but there was always something about him that was kind of off. And so anyway, I saw that and I'm like, well, this cancels the date. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, I wish you would hear my side of it. I'm like, you beat up two people at bars that are really hard, and were thrown out of two bars that are very hard to get thrown out of. If your shoes get to the floor, I've never seen anybody get kicked out of there. People get away with so much shit in there. I'm surprised. And I've been doing weed for an hour. What were we talking about? Get thrown out of the bar. And I was like, well, you can't have a side because there's no excuse to just punch two people. And also, I know these people.
Right.
And they put up a lot of stuff. So anyway,
how could he have beef with people on opposite sides of the street?
I know.
He's only 5'2". How fast is he running?
And they're not exactly five. they're across the street and around the corner from each other. So like one witnessed it and sided with the other, right?
Right.
So I was like, it's over. And then it was St. Patrick's Day, and he was lonely, and he wound up meeting me and some friends out, and I was like, I'm going to give this guy another chance. He's clearly got some good in him. So then we go out and have a great night, and then, like, in the middle of the night, he turns to me and says, at some point, I'm going to cheat on you. And I'm like, you couldn't possibly cheat on me, you dumb motherfucker. I wouldn't be stupid enough to commit to you. Take me home.
Anyway, wow. Yeah. The audacity.
Yeah. But here's the thing. But he was dying to show himself to me. Right. People are dying to expose themselves to you and not the good way.
Yeah. Yeah. And
speaking
and
of that, what do you think about dick pics?
I've gotten so many unsolicited dick pics in my life.
Yeah. That, and what's that feel like?
I mean, normally I just laugh. Like, I'm not somebody who feels super violated by it, but I understand that there are people that feel that way.
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious. I've gotten videos. I mean, hilarious. I'm not encouraging them to come in, but I'm always like, who does this? Like we have not spoken at all whatsoever. And you think the way to get me to be interested in is to send a video of you coming onto an iPad.
That's the thing. It sounds more stupid than offensive. Like I'm offended how stupid you are to think that would work. I mean, again, I can't speak for anybody, but also for me, a penis without intent especially is an elbow. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, and also I'm so used to mine, but also remember when we had disposable cameras, right? Mm-hmm. Like you go to weddings, they probably still have those disposable film cameras and they're all over the like you're begging for a dick pic. You're begging for one. And we did that for years when we had digital and disposable cameras. Like you would be like, oh, look, it's grandma's birthday and there's somebody's dick. Like it's what you did back then. And it wasn't
But it wasn't sexual. It was a prank.
Yeah. And also, it wasn't done in private. It wasn't sent to your inbox
of
saying, hey, what are you doing right now?
Yeah. And the thing is, too, is a lot of men don't put any creativity into their pictures. It's like they're not even thinking about the background, which women are clocking that, too. So it's like the log photo with their unkempt toenails in the background. Yeah. And there's like underwear with skid marks on the ground next to it. And they're not noticing anything else in the picture because they're not detail oriented. Like, so when I've gotten some artful ones, I'm like, I can appreciate a nice dick pic if the lighting's good.
Yeah, that guy is goal focused. Not he doesn't care about the journey.
Yeah, I got one where a guy had it just like rested up on his bathroom counter, and there was just like a pile of cocaine next to it. I was like, okay.
And how long did that relationship go for? 2 years.
I was over in 15 minutes. Just kidding.
I've always been curious about that because I think penises are just dumb.
Yeah, they're not particularly great to look at.
I think, and I don't understand the psychology of like, you know what I think would entice this person to engage me? My dick with no context.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, actually, for the longest time, when I would get unsolicited pictures, I started doing like my own little art on them. And so I started making these dick pictures into like Santa Claus and a leprechaun, and I was going to make a calendar.
Oh, you should have done that.
Yeah. I still have them saved. I also did ones where I had clip art of like a monkey would be hanging off the tip of it and stuff like that. I put a monocle on one and a top hat.
Dude, I'm all about a monocle and a top hat.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I still have that picture saved.
I found that, well, I theorized that what would actually stop it is to do this. That is adorable. You have the most adorable little penis I've ever seen. What is that?
You scroll through that little album.
Oh, that is a penis. You made it old timey. It's black and white.
Yeah.
There's some cats climbing on one. Some monkeys. Yeah. Oh. This is an awesome one.
Which one?
It's the guy with the top hat that's drawn on
and he's waving
and the yellow bow tie. I mean, in the green bow tie. There's a snowman. So creative.
Yeah, thank you. The snowman might be my favorite.
So saying that, I'm not a regular sender of them. I've sent them in context though.
Yeah.
But years ago, I was at not years ago actually. I think it was last year. I was at a party and it was my dad's birthday. That day, it was a pool party, and my friend was like, send him a dick pic. And I was pretty lit up, and I'm like, I'm not sending my dad a dick pic. And I was like, I'll send Ty one, though. So I pulled out my phone and sent it and went to the bathroom, took a dick pic, and then sent it to Ty and said this. And I did this in front. I mean, didn't take the picture in front of people, but I sent it, and I said this. This was the last dick pic I took before I left Vancouver. I miss being in Vancouver, so this photo is very sentimental to me, and I want to share it with you. And I sent it with that, and then forgot about it. And then he sent me back. I was like, that is the nicest thing you've ever said to me. I'm like, Ty, do you think I have a sentimental dick pic?
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man. I'm trying to get them on there. We all artists, man. You feel me? We gonna have this like
me and my man Kai, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gotta lie, we play with this shit right now for I gotta lie.
Don't play with it, take that shit serious.
Red flag number two.
This was my grandma's favorite. Gonna pass it down from generation to generation.
I took this to
this is actually my great-great-grandfather's cock.
So stupid.
Imagine a dick pic family heirloom. Yeah, exactly. You make a quilt out of them. We should start that. That's okay. Our first merch.
What is it?
A dick pic quilt. Okay. or my calendar.
So what I've come to realize is I will laugh at things and then have to be reminded what I'm laughing at, like probably if it lasts for more than 20 seconds. Okay, let's play Florida Man.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you three headlines. You tell me which one is correct.
Okay, so how much longer will I be high for?
Why would I know
because I'm thinking about, because you do this all the time.
Let me check in with your body real
because
quick.
I'm thinking about doing this. I have to go to trivia tonight.
Yeah, you'll be fine by trivia.
And if I lose trivia tonight because of this, I'll do nothing. I can't even think of a good, well, you can't punish an adult, so I don't know. Tell me about Florida
Man.
It'll
be fine. Okay. All right. Your first option is A, Florida woman arrested for stealing live lobster from Red Lobster.
Okay, that sounds plausible because they do have them in the front, right?
Yeah.
Their cheddar biscuits are damn good. And they used to have this virgin cocktail for kids called a lighthouse that came in a glass shaped in a lighthouse.
I've never been to Red Lobster. Should we go there to celebrate?
It's because your parents have money.
No, we did not have money growing up.
So one of the things when Kelly and I first became friends, I saw a picture of her parents' house, and it's a mansion on a lake. I call it Dog Patch
they
Lake.
They do not live on a lake. My aunt has a mansion on a lake.
All white people look alike to me. And so they... But they look like very Midwestern, upper middle class people who have money in the bank. So I started doing this. So Kelly was like, I have to find something that pays me in entertainment. I'm like, why don't we just tell your parents that you need an abortion and have them send the money?
And he was dead set on this plan until I told him abortions are only $300. But and so now he's gone on to just robbing my parents.
I
want to
rob her parents.
But I don't think they have as much money as you think they do. I'm sorry to break it to you.
Yeah, well...
Could we find somebody else's parents to rob?
No, because I feel like your parents won't shoot us.
My dad...
He may shoot us?
Might shoot us.
Damn, I don't want to die.
I mean, not me. He would die. He wouldn't shoot me. He'd be
like... I don't
even
remember why we started talking about that.
Yeah. We talked... It was from Red Lobster.
I've never been to a Red Lobster before. Subconsciously, you just walked through my statement like doing this.
I actually don't think my dad would shoot you.
Okay, great. We'll rob him.
Okay.
I'm sold.
B, Florida man attacks woman with a gun for talking during TV show.
That definitely happened.
C, Florida man sells parents' home to pay off gambling debt while they are on vacation.
Okay. Oh, these are all good. These are all good. So Florida man sells his parents' house.
Uh-huh.
Florida man
attacks woman with a gun.
Attacks woman with a gun for talking to.
What's a tax woman with a gun? Here's he didn't shoot her.
It's too vague.
Hit her with it.
So he didn't attack her. He didn't attack her with the gun. In my day, you put it under somebody's chin when they were talking when they're watching TV. So we're specific about
church
what we
was fun.
Exactly. Nothing like praising the Lord at gunpoint.
Okay, which one?
Oh wait. I forgot what we're talking about. Okay, wait. It's the gun one because it's too. So I know a woman stole a lobster from Red Lobster. I know a guy sold his parents' house another Florida man had to buy that because the deed wasn't even in his name.
It's C, the one who sold his parents' home while they're on vacation.
So is that true or not true?
It's true.
Oh, I thought two of them were a lie and one of them was. Two of them were true and one of them was a lie.
No,
you fucked that up. Do it another one.
All right.
I was thinking that it was two things were, you know, two things were true, one thing's a lie. There's a game that's called
Two Truths and a Lie. Oh fuck.
Oh my god. Okay, so hold on, wait.
You were so close.
Just to clarify. Okay, just to clarify.
Yeah.
Only one of them is true.
Yeah.
Okay, do it again.
Woo. I'm crying. Okay. All right. A, Florida man tries to exorcise 80-year-old captive girlfriend.
Why'd you say it like that? Is that how it's spelled?
Because
there may be some clues.
I didn't want to confuse it with exercise.
Okay, got it. I thought you were doing it because there was some clue. There was some way it was spelled that was a clue.
No.
There are probably not clues in this, right?
No, they're pretty straightforward.
Okay. So
find the truth.
So do it.
Florida man tries to exorcise 80-year-old captive girlfriend.
Okay. Captive girlfriend.
B, Florida man lives life as a dog and spends his days at doggy daycare.
People do that with babies.
What?
And furries. I was at a Supernatural convention and there were like 350 people dressed in furry costumes. Mm. So people do furries and they do babies.
Well, I know they do that, but they don't go to like an actual daycare.
Okay, do the third one.
C, Florida man uses his own wanted poster as Facebook profile picture.
That 100% is true.
That feels definitely like it would happen more than once, but it's
doggy?
Doggy daycare.
That was my second guess, but you talked me out of it.
Sorry,
did you talk me out of it?
No, I shouldn't have.
I felt like you did.
I apologize. That was never my intention.
I thought you talked me out of it.
So sorry.
Now I'm going to do it to you, and I'm going to talk you out of something.
All right.
Hold on. Okay. A, Florida woman pregnant with triplets claims immaculate conception.
Genius.
B, Florida man tells deputies cocaine on his nose is not his. C, Florida man attacks roommate with poison milkshake.
Poison milkshake.
That's what it says, Kelly. Poison milkshake.
Oh, I mean, I guess hold he on, just put poison in the see. Milkshake.
Wait, what where's the answer?
Oh, is it? Yeah, it's the one that's in a different color.
Okay. Well, I mean,
he is wearing sunglasses. It's hard to tell.
No, I know what colors are.
Okay.
Jesus. You think I've gotten this far in life without knowing my colors? I mean, can tell when things are not the same
it
color.
It felt pretty straightforward to look at that and okay. see that one was different.
You do have a point. You can't get me high and ask for clarification. Okay.
This was your idea.
It was my idea. Okay.
I'm going to go with Immaculate Conception.
Yes, you're so good at this. Oh, this is your game. Oh, no, you unwrap these in front of me.
Yeah,
you?
No, I haven't
okay.
played it
you're
before.
Not cheating. Okay, so do you go again? I think if you...
I don't think... We're not keeping score. The points don't matter.
No, we're not everything's keeping score. I mean, I think if you get one right, you get to go again. Dewey? Is that the way we're
sure,
playing?
Yeah, okay. Those are the rules.
Florida teenager arrested after posing as doctor opening medical practice.
What?
B, Florida man high on mushrooms believes he has fought off aliens, attacked civilians. C, Florida man charged with DUI while riding a lawnmower.
How does anybody on mushrooms attack anything? I just stare at trees. Should I go with the mushroom? I'm going to go with A.
You're wrong. It was mushrooms.
Damn.
You doubted yourself and it led you into...
Damn it. Into always go with the drugs.
Whatever it led you into.
Isaac, where are we at?
We're at 39, but we might cut the first four, so we have about 7 or 8 minutes.
There we go. Let's keep going.
Yeah. Okay. A, Florida man arrested for domestic battery after throwing Pop-Tart at wife's head.
Okay. Florida man arrested for domestic battery after... Pop-Tart at wife's head.
Pop-Tart to us.
Okay.
B, Florida couple arrested for listing dogs as dependents on the tax return.
Okay.
Or C, Florida man says multiple syringes found in rectum aren't his.
Okay, it's not that. It's not that. So it's either dogs on tax returns or what is the other one?
Throw Pop-Tart.
This is a very unfair game. It also is a warning.
Unfair because all of them.
Because they could be true.
Could be true, yeah.
Yeah, and also Florida, come on. Come on.
I'm sure. Is there a California man? If you like Google.
Do we do California man?
I mean, it's not a meme or a thing, but I guarantee there's some wild shit.
Well, there's 40 million of us. There's got to be something that we do.
Oh, Ohio.
Oh, you know Ohio. Yeah. There's actually University of Miami is in Ohio. Like there's...
Yeah.
You know, they share a lot in common.
Well, no, I mean, the University of Miami I was at was in Florida.
Oh, so there's two of them. So they're the same place, what you're saying. There's a University of Miami in Ohio.
I know. University of Miami, Ohio.
Yeah.
And because when I did opium, I was in Florida.
Was that a University of Miami?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I thought that's
no,
what
I was
you
not,
were
I was not putting that together. We should definitely not make any long-term decisions right now, but I could operate some farm equipment. I don't understand why they tell you not to do that. I feel more confident than I felt in a long time.
Yeah, and you'd really focus.
Exactly. Okay. What were we doing?
I don't know. All right, let's try a new one. A, Florida man steals $2 million in Lego sets.
Okay.
B, Florida woman gets DUI after showing up at police station drunk to bail out boyfriend. Or C, Florida man ends SWAT standoff for a slice of pizza.
You know, we didn't even finish the last one.
I know. I was over
Do you know
it,
where
though.
The card is?
No.
Okay. Because I was going to say that it was a tax return thing.
It was.
It was?
Yeah.
Okay. I do know my Florida man then. Okay. Tell me the other one. I got that right, so I get to go again.
Florida man steals $2 million in Lego sets. Florida woman gets DUI after showing up at police station drunk to bail out boyfriend. Or Florida man ends SWAT standoff for a slice of pizza.
That's unfair.
Why is it unfair?
Because the last two awesome. Could definitely be... So, man ends standoff with the cops for a slice of pizza. He ends... And the other one, he...
Steals $2 million in Lego. Woman gets DUI showing up to the police station to bail out.
$2 million in Legos is not possible unless he did it digitally.
Like, yeah, that would be really hard.
Unless
how
he
do
had
you
them
move?
Shipping, you can't do it.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. When people steal millions of dollars, like, money's heavy.
Yeah.
I worked it out one time when I was thinking about robbing your parents. Yeah. It has to be, it's not Legos, and the other two are just one more time for the people at home. I remember them.
Woman gets DUI after showing up to the police station.
Oh, it's that. Okay. 100% yep. It's that. There's no way it's correct. Not that. Correct. Okay, I'll, so
right, I'm over this game.
Okay, let's, so Let's go deeper with friendships.
Okay.
The card literally just says deeper on it. Deeper.
It's called Let's Get Deep, but there's three different... There's like icebreakers, shallow, deep, and deeper. But the icebreakers were boring. It's like, what's your favorite color? Like, why would you play a game?
I hate those kind of questions too, because if you ask me what my favorite anything is, I've never seen a color. You know, people are like, what's your favorite movie? I'm like, I've never been to a movie. Like, I feel like put on the spot.
And
if you want to talk to me.
And why do you, I mean, I always say Wayne's World for my favorite movie, but that's because I just held on to that from a long time ago. Yeah. But it feels weird to even name, like to rank things at this age.
Does it?
You know? Like this I mean, I guess you would say like this is the best movie I've seen all year. I don't know, whatever.
I rank things still.
What's something you're glad you don't care about? What's something you're glad you don't care about?
Oh, something I'm glad I don't care about? There's so many things I'm glad I don't care about.
Yeah, same.
The social, like the welfare of others? No. I do care about that
he
quite
does
a bit.
Care. We talk about that a lot.
But you know what really annoys me? I care about, like, I cry at the news all the time.
Yeah,
but
me
I
too.
Refuse to not I read it 30 minutes every day before I get out of bed. I wouldn't recommend it, but I do it because I have to know things, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't remember where I was going with this. God damn it.
What are you happy to not care about?
Oh, I'm happy to not care about. That was in no way. Related to that. I read the news every day. Oh, social welfare of others. Oh, yeah. You know what bugs me? What bugs me is when people say this, like when I'm like, God damn it, my fries are cold and I'm really hungry. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, first world problems. I hate that because I'm not saying that my fries
are
cold
worse
and I don't care
else's.
About the children in, I can't think of a place right now, but it's because I'm on weed. I do care about things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Care about people around the world.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that right now, these fries are cold, and it's a bummer.
Yeah.
So I hate it when people try to shit on other people's experience, and I don't know the reason for it either. Like, it's the opposite of dick measuring misery. I also hate that. Well, when somebody's telling you the bad thing that's happened to them, you're like, well, let me tell you this bad thing that happened to me. Let's fucking dick measure this misery. I hate that, but I hate more when people are like, that's not something you should actually be upset about or care about. It's like, first of all, I've never seen you before in my whole life. You just overheard this conversation. Right. Second of all, I love your sweater. Third of all... and the thing is, I think it's the opposite. I feel like, I mean... I'm not asking to coddle people, but when you just validate how they feel and what they think, or it doesn't mean you're entertaining like this, like, hey, it's been 4 hours on the fries. Time to stop doing that, right? Mm-hmm. I think it actually makes you more compassionate because you've just gotten something and you've just gotten fed a little bit emotionally and you're like, hey, I feel so good about myself right now. I feel seen and heard.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about people being brats.
Right. Yeah. I think that, you know, there's always somebody who has it worse than you. So it's good to keep that in perspective, but to minimize your life experience because somebody else has it worse is, it would be a really weird place to be.
I just don't know. I don't understand it. I just feel like life has turned into you can't just hear something from somebody that's negative. You have to turn it around and also tell that bad things happen to you. Sometimes people just want to be heard, especially if you're telling something traumatic.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've gotten responses to some things that I'm just like, wow, that's so unrelated. I was talking about suicidal ideation and you lost something that was important to you. So same.
That's exactly how I felt when I misplaced my car keys the other day. I was wondering where I fit in the world. Yeah, sure. I don't like that. But I feel like I can't watch Chopped anymore because I feel like the whole thing is just people telling sad stories over piano music.
Yeah. Well, that's like all competition reality TV at this point. It's like not everybody needs a sob story in order to be cheered for. And I'm sure everybody does have varying levels of things that were important, like trauma in their life. But do we have to make that their whole identity?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's making it your identity. But also, I've already had a hard day. I've left my car keys somewhere.
And my friend
wants to kill herself. But I don't know where my car keys are. And so I've already had a hard day and I sit down and I need to watch Chopped.
Yeah.
Because first of all, some of the food does look good sometimes, mm-hmm. and it makes your ramen noodles taste a little bit better when you're watching things. It tricks your brain.
Yep.
And though right now, I just don't need to hear this message because I don't know where my fucking car keys are. And I'm close to flipping out. It has to be somewhere. And my dad's already had two strokes this week. I can't just say that I was watching television, lost track of time, and then couldn't find my car keys. You know how it is.
How many strokes do you think your dad has had?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I absolutely don't know. I mean, a lot.
100 plus?
So, 100%. But obviously, but I'm smart about it. Because if I think I've used it before,
right.
I use it. I don't repeat it. One of the things, though, that was actually called to my attention is that when I would be back in town, like I used to take a buffer when I'm out for like two or three weeks at a time. I'll take like a 4-day buffer. And people are like, where are you? I'm like, I'm in France. I'm always in France. And I didn't know I did that.
Oh, yeah. You did used to do that too. Yeah. Like in the beginning of our friendship, you haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah, where are you? I'm in France.
You would also always respond to texts with, who's this?
Oh, I still do that.
Yeah.
It makes me laugh. Yeah. And it also is probably
that's
a red
your
flag.
Bit that
red
gives
flag
you self-confidence. Me.
Here's the thing. It's shocking how many times.
He's an anxious avoidant. That's why he does that.
I will be in the middle of a lengthy text conversation with somebody. And then all of a sudden I'll do this. Who is this?
Yeah.
And then they'll do this. It's John. I'm like, John, we have referenced your children in this. I was like, do not fall for this. But it, for some reason, it gives me this perverse joy. Like when people fall for it.
Yeah. I think I've fallen for it twice, but one of the times you made it sound like you had to get a new phone.
Oh.
Like a real, not like new phone, who this?
I do this. I respond with T-Mobile error 12Q-057. the recipient is out of area. Try again. I've done that a bunch of times. Here's the thing. Those things make me so happy when people fall for them. And if people around me know it, they should continue falling for it. And on my deathbed, I wanted, when they do this, do you have any last words? I wouldn't be able to do this. Who's this? Who are you? And they do this. It's John. And I would be like this. Beep. My needs are so simple. I'm a catch.
That's like you always showing me your fucking wallet.
Look how cute this is.
Shut up. All right, let's get out of here.
Do you know the circle game? The circle game? It's some dumbass game that guys play. And if you look at the circle, they'll do this. And if you look at it, you get punched twice. This is my equivalent. I'll do this. Hey, Kelly. And she'll be like this. What? I'm like, look how cute this is.
Does it? If we're at Universal for 3 hours, 13 times, maybe.
In the depths of my depression, I'm only staying alive to say, who's this? And look how cute this is. It's a crutch. I'm into it. Oh, look, circle game.
And now that's like the signal for white power.
It is, though.
Yeah.
That was not my intention.
You can't even play games anymore because of these fuckers.
Don't take that from us.
All right, let's get out of here.
I did know intellectually that was a symbol for white power, but... It is the circle game, but you could do it this way. But then
out DJ, that, let's but, get out that, of here.
But this looks like this looks like the symbol for I want to exfoliate you.
Yeah, just don't do the white powder.
Okay,
symbol.
Guys, thank
this
you
is,
so much.
This is a video.
Are we supposed to wrap up?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, guys.
You starting a new episode?
You do it.
I was just gonna say, see you later.
Bye, guys. Jesus.
Oh, actually, we should probably promote the Patreon and all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
We didn't do that in the last episode either.
Okay. You do all that.
Before we head out, if you guys want to check out the episodes a week early, go to our Patreon, patreon.com/loadedpod. There are multiple tiers in there, some with live happy hour Zooms
with
videos. Us monthly. You'll see the videos, all that good stuff. And if you want to send us your questions or your answers to our loaded questions, probably loadedpod@gmail.com.
Yep.
See you next week.
Bye, y'all. I did it.
Sit on down and pour yourself a glass.
And tune in to your favorite podcast.
Where things will be misquoted.
And opinions ain't sugar-coated.
Cause